Well, hello everybody. So, I'm gonna have to make like a little 5-minute recording because, yeah, I suck and I didn't make one last night. So, sorry about that. But, I just wanted to make a little recording so you guys didn't miss out this week. This week has been a good week, a really, really full, busy week. And the week before that was also a really good week. But this week, so, see, Monday, we had P-Day, which was fun. Then Tuesday, we had our interviews, which was cool. We talked with the president, and we were in charge of getting everybody set up for that, which was fun. It was really cool. So, we taught with the assistants, and it was just kind of cool because Elder Tolman is one of the assistants, and he was with me, and in Tolosa, so it was cool, like, being with him again, and, like, teaching with him, and just kind of chatting a little bit, and it was fun. I was able to talk with President about, like, the mission, and plans that we have, and, like, people in our zone, and how we can help them out, and keep everybody excited, and ready to go. It's been really good. Kind of, like, this week was kind of stressful, because we have the goal of baptizing every week, right? And so we've been trying to just, like, get people going, but it's been really hard because we haven't had a whole lot of time to work. Like, this week, Wednesday afternoon and Thursday the whole day, we were painting a pension in Bosques with our whole district, and it just took forever. We were super tired, but we were able to finally finish it. And then come Friday morning, we were doing, like, our weekly planning. And my comp, like, started having really bad stomach pain, like, on the lower right. And, like, it was, like, kind of seemed like an appendicitis. So we called your mana, and she's like, okay, yeah, you guys can go to the hospital and get it checked out. We go to the hospital, and we end up doing a bunch of studies and stuff to see what was going on. But it turns out he has kidney stones, which super sucks. Luckily, he's a stud, so he's just, like, manning through it. But no, we've been just been trying this these last 2 days. So let's see, Friday in the afternoon, we did an intercambio. I went with Elder Lee. He's from Alpine. He's a super good dude. We went to Keel Mays, and we were teaching in their area. They have some cool people over there. But that was, like, in the afternoon while my comp was getting all checked out. Then after that, we went back to their pench. Then we started another intercambio. And I went with Elder Tolman. And we were together for the whole day, and it was just really good. We taught a couple people, found some new investigators. That was good. Apparently, like, in their area, because they're, like, the assistants, right? And apparently, like, the assistants, like, because they're doing so much stuff with President and the mission and just keeping everybody on track, that they don't really have a whole lot of time to work in their area. And apparently, like, the two assistants that we have now, Elder Lee and Elder Tolman, they've, like, started working in the area a little bit more. And it's, like, they're kind of starting off from nothing, kind of. So it was really fun because we were able to go out and find a couple cool people. We've been trying to, like, focus on some different ways of teaching people, like asking more questions, and it was really good. I really enjoyed it. I'm getting ready to go to the SIBA right now. I'm, like, hurrying really fast, but I got myself, oh yeah, I bought myself a quad, a Spanish quad, like a little quad like I have in English, but it's in Spanish, so it's sweet. It's like 750 pesos, which would be like 50 bucks, and it's worth every penny. I've been reading the scriptures a little bit more, but I've been really studying a lot about, like, the plan of salvation and stuff. And I just want to share a scripture I found this morning that was super cool. That if you guys can like talk about. It's in the New Testament. It's in Romans 8. I have to find it though. All right. So just think about like this scripture and really read this whole chapter, because this chapter is super cool. It talks about how like we're children of God and how we have like the potential to become like God if we listen to the Spirit. And I want you guys to think about like the things that the Spirit tells you to do and why it tells you to do those things, and how you can like and what things you can do to have the Spirit more like fully in your life. But here, I'll read it. So it's Romans 8:14 to 14 to 19. And it says, porque todos los que son guiados por el Espíritu de Dios son hijos de Dios. Porque no habéis recibido el espíritu de servidumbre para estar otra vez en temor, sino que habéis recibido el espíritu de adopción, por el cual clamamos Abba, Padre. Porque el Espíritu mismo da testimonio a nuestro espíritu de que somos hijos de Dios. Y si hijos, también herederos, herederos de Dios y coherederos con Cristo, si es que padecemos juntamente con Él, para que juntamente con Él seamos glorificados. Porque considero que sus sufrimientos de este tiempo no son dignos de ser comparados con la gloria venidera que en nosotros ha de ser manifestado. Porque el anhelo profundo de la creación es el esperar de la manifestación de los hijos de Dios. Porque la creación fue sujetada a la vanidad, no de buscan grados, sino por causa de la del que la sujetó en esperanza. Porque también la creación misma será librada de servidumbre de la corrupción a la libertad gloriosa de los hijos de Dios. Well, you guys can study that more deeply afterwards. But it's 14 to 21, actually. But basically, I just really love it because it just talks a lot about how, like, us, like, as children of God, we're children of God, and we are here in the earth, and we can't really, like, know any of these things, right? That's why we're acting by faith. But I love this because it explains, like, we don't understand, like, the suffering, like, now, like, the things that we pass by now, like, all the problems we have now are, like, nothing compared to the glory that comes after this earth, like, the wonderful blessings that we have. It's, like, imagine every time that you've gotten hurt or, like, something has hurt you, and then, like, afterwards you feel better. It's, like, that's the same way with God, and I don't know. It's just, it's really cool. I don't know how to explain, like, what I was thinking when I was reading it, but you guys gotta just study it, and maybe you'll understand what I was thinking. But yeah, sorry this recording's super short, but I've got to go now. But I love you guys so much. I hope you have a great week, and I can't wait to talk with you more next week. Love you guys. Bye.